You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, they're rolling in now. I'm getting cuss out tweets. I'm going, boys, I ain't the one who said it. I ain't the guy.
Where are they cussing?
Oh, they're cussing Owen.
Why?
Because you said that Joe Flacco would be ahead of Baker Mayfield on the all-time Browns list if he only makes the playoffs this year with the Browns.
Yeah.
And I said, it's
an incredible feat for a franchise that doesn't have a lot of, especially the last 30 years, doesn't have a lot of playoff show.
Fair. But you said just made the playoffs. He's got to win in the playoffs because one guy beat the Steelers. And I don't give a damn if Ben Roethlisberger just rolled over and died and Cam Hayward was playing on one leg. One guy beat the Steelers and one guy got boat raced in the playoff game against the Houston Texans. We love Joe, but if we're making comparisons, we got to make the comparisons.
If we're in that position in January, come back to me.
I still think the defense in the first half was the issue.
Eric says Baker is a top 38 Brown all time too, maybe higher. Well, looks like you're going to have to host the show by yourself for the rest of the morning because now I'm going to go counting Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I don't think Baker's in there.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot. She's a Hall of Famer. She's a Bill Nunn Award winner. She joins us on the
38 guest on the show today.
She Mary Kay is a top 50 Brown. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mary Kay. Is Baker Mayfield was ranked number 38 in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, number 38 of their all-time greatest players by the organization. Do you believe that Baker Mayfield is 38th or higher with the Cleveland Browns since 1946 to now?
That's a great question. I would have to probably give it a little bit more thought, but considering that he did lead the Browns to the playoffs, was their number one overall pick, and as you mentioned, beat the Steelers in the playoffs. I think there's a lot to be said for that, so I think a case can be made.
Damn it. All right, fine. May this guy on the internet's right. Twitter Reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, by the way. All right, Mary Kay, do you want to start off with the miles, or do we want to put away the miles? What do you want to do?
It's up to you. You're running the show.
All right. Were you dissatisfied with his non-answers yesterday then?
Yes, I was. I think a very, very simple, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done it, I made a mistake, and I won't do it again would have sufficed. And I just think that would have been an easy thing to do and the right thing to do because, in my opinion, it's not his personal life that we're talking about here. It's other people being at danger. And I'm very grateful that no one has lost their lives because of any of these speeding incidents. I'm grateful that Miles hasn't, that his passenger didn't, and that nothing catastrophic happened when he did it again the other night. So a simple I'm sorry, I think, would have just done the job.
Well, people are mad at us for even bringing it up or for the media to even ask the question, which, of course, he knew the question was coming. But, you know, don't we remember the head coach, Kevin Stefanski? It seemed like he was a little annoyed about having to even deal with, you know, whether it was Myles Garrett or Shedeur Sanders in the speeding.
Oh, absolutely. They've made it abundantly clear that they don't want their players speeding around at 100 miles per hour on the highways of Northeast Ohio. They don't want that. They don't want it because they know the end game. They know what can happen. Miles already knows what can happen because it already happened to him. So I just, it's not a huge deal. It's not something to come back at day after day after day. But the first time that you do talk to a player after an incident like this, especially everything that Miles has been through in this space, just a simple one-sentence answer, and then you move on. And I think as a media corps, we're pretty good about that. We're pretty good about, just letting a guy off the hook after that. That's what we did with Shador. We asked Shador about it. He handled it very well. He kind of didn't make light of it, but, in his sort of trademark smiley kind of way, said that he's not even going to drive very much anymore. And he just owned it and acknowledged that it was an issue, and he moved on. And I thought that was an unfortunate approach by Miles, not to just say, my bad, won't happen again.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the Fan Hotline. Kevin Stefanski, you have been sitting here on the phone while Lima and I have had very bitter arguments with each other, just waiting for us to ask you a question. But I had to agree with Anthony today. I think that Kevin did make a mistake in initially saying that it was a four-quarterback race to be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, because I think he opened up the organization to criticism. Now that Joe Flacco is named the Week 1 starter, do you agree with Anthony when he says that the Cleveland Browns, or Kevin, made a mistake in saying it was an open competition to be the starter?
Well, I don't have a huge problem with it in the beginning, because you never really know how a rookie is going to respond, how they're going to come into your football team, assimilate the offense, and how they will perform. I think you've already seen in that last game that there is something pretty special about Dylan's processing speed and how quickly he's picking things up. And then in the first game, you saw that Shador has an elite accuracy that, given that that's the most important trait for a quarterback, you want to see what that's all about. And I don't think that you want these two young guys coming in thinking they don't have a chance to win the starting job, when the truth of the matter is all four of these quarterbacks, they bring something different to the table. And it's really just a matter of what the Browns were going to want to put out there in the early going of the season. The other thing is it brings out the best in everyone. Why not let Kenny and Joe have the feeling that these two young guys are pressing them? Why not let the two young guys think that they have a shot to beat out the two older guys? So in the very beginning, I didn't have a problem with it, but I felt it should have been wrapped up very, very quickly. And in essence, it was, because I think the minute that Kenny Pickett suffered the hamstring injury, at that point, I think it was Joe's job to lose.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. Are we going to be carrying four quarterbacks after next week, or could Kenny Pickett maybe find his way as the odd man out because of the injuries?
I think that they will carry four quarterbacks heading into the season, and I've been saying that all along. I wrote it as a column a long time ago, and it almost seemed like no one really wanted to believe me about that.
I wanted to believe you, but I have to ask you the question again, that's all.
No, that's okay. They were always going to keep three. They were going to keep Kenny, Joe, and Dylan, even heading into the draft. That was the plan. And then Shador, when they decided to draft him in the fifth round, they want to develop him. They want to see what he's all about. And so I think they will keep all four of them. They'll have the two veterans. They'll have the two rookies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I don't think that that's a huge problem to do that. And if someone makes them an offer that they can't refuse for one of these guys, sure, they'll listen. That's how the Browns operate. But I do think that there is strong sentiment for keeping all four right now.
All right, Mary Kay, I have said, and don't feel bad at all if you need to call me out and say I am way off base, but I have kind of said recently, I think there are some people in that building who think the best quarterback there that can help them win the most is actually not Joe Flacco, it's not Shador, it's not Dylan Gabriel, it's Kenny Pickett. Do you believe that? He is the guy they went and got first, so somebody has got to like him.
Well, that's another thing that I've been writing for a very, very long time about Kenny Pickett, that the Browns brought him in here to really challenge for that starting job and make a good run at it and be their bridge quarterback until one of their young guys was ready. So that was the plan, and if you remember, they didn't sign Joe until April 11th. So it was deep into free agency when they added Joe to the roster. You don't do that if you think that guy is going to be your starting quarterback. So I believe that heading into the offseason program, Kenny Pickett was QB1. I think he was coming along well, and I think he was firmly in the mix to start week one along with Joe for the most part until he suffered the hamstring injury, and then he just couldn't be in the competition anymore. And obviously, you know, we've seen how that has turned out. But absolutely, that was the plan for him to come in and really make a run at that starting job.
So what happens to the rookies now as the season starts? Because I know we all argued about first-team reps. Well, there's going to be no first-team reps when this season gets going here because they have to go to Joe and then maybe they go to Kenny. So how do these guys get ready where – I think this is a season where a lot of us are anticipating we will see four quarterbacks, and we're seeing more videos out on Instagram, maybe even five quarterbacks by the time this season's said and done.
Well, Kevin Stefanski has been very vocal about the fact that they are intentional about developing their rookies. That's what they will continue to do. They have these two guys in here. They have to know what they have before they head into a draft where they have two first-round picks. So they will find creative ways, just like they did in mini camp and in training camp, to get these guys the reps that they need. Of course, they will run the scout team at times, and they will do other things. They will do after practice sessions like they have been doing. They'll find ways to get these guys up to speed and to continue to develop them. And then the rookies are going to have to take it upon themselves to do things on their own to make sure that they're ready to go when their number is called, which could be at some point in the second half of the season. So, I mean, they two-spotted during mini camp and training camp that was using dual fields to get these guys extra reps. They'll find creative ways to get it done.
Juwan Briggs, he got traded to the Jets yesterday. They must be feeling really good about the depth they have on that defensive line.
Well, to a certain extent, yes, but it's not like Juwan Briggs was a starter. I mean, he was a backup, seventh-round pick from last year. So they had an extra body there, and they were able to parlay it into a little bit of a higher pick, and they did it. And I think over the next 3, 4, 5 days, you'll be seeing a lot of back-end roster moves. They'll try to acquire some more picks. They'll perhaps bring in some new players, and that's what happens at this time of year.
So we saw Isaiah Bond already at practice. He talked to the media, had no problem at least issuing a statement. What about Judkins at this stage? Why do you think he has not been able to iron something out with the Browns?
It's hard to come by. That information right now is very, very hard to come by. The only thing that I know right now is that they just don't have the contract done yet. We know he's not signed. I know the league, the last time I talked to the NFL, they said they were still reviewing the matter. Then I talked to someone else who said they were hearing sort of through the grapevine that they did not think that Quinshon would be disciplined by the NFL, but I don't know if that's true or not. Once again, everyone is very, very mum on the topic. The only thing that I know right now is that he doesn't have a contract. And until he has that contract signed, he won't be here.
Are the Browns at all using his legal situation, which now is no longer a situation, are they using that as leverage in this negotiation?
I'm sure there are discussions going on amongst the Browns, the NFL, the agent, to work this thing out. And perhaps there is something going on in that regard where they think if he's going to be suspended for a number of games, maybe that impacts the contract. So I'm not exactly sure right now, but I'm sure there are back channel discussions going on to make sure that it all works out for everyone.
Well, the reason I asked the question is because if they didn't think he did anything wrong, can they really not give him the money for the full year? Or are they just saying, hey, it's whatever the NFL says?
Again, I think it's just it's negotiating and it's just talking things through to make sure that the contract lines up with the player's value. But those guys are slotted. The rookies are slotted, so he's going to get a certain amount of money. I think remember, those second-round picks wanted fully guaranteed contracts. Maybe they're haggling over that. I don't really know the answer to that yet, but there is some kind of a holdup at this point, it seems, with the contract. It shouldn't really be the amounts too much because, again, they're slotted. It's 11.3. The signing bonus is going to be somewhere in the high $4 million. So I really don't think the money is an issue, and the Browns have never really pinched pennies when it comes to this sort of thing.
Mary Kay Cabot on the fan hotline. Mary Kay, thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. What are you thinking over there? What are you thinking over there? You're starting to, the wheels are starting to clink together. What's going on?
Well, just that if the Browns always say, you know, we've done our own investigations on matters or whatever. And it happened with Isaiah Bond, who they immediately put into a practice situation. Okay, Judkins' legal issues are now behind him, right?
Yes.
Okay, so...
But not with the NFL.
Right, but what is their... Does it matter what their investigation? They always say, we've done our internal investigation. If they've done an investigation, remember, they actually used polygraph, conclusions of the polygraph. They used that for Isaiah Bond. I'm not sure what they're doing with Judkins, but I imagine they always say, we're conducting our own investigations, and obviously the NFL is too. If they think that he did nothing wrong, if he was just acting in self-defense or whatever in that altercation, then what's stopping them? Are they not going to give him a contract because they don't believe him, or they're just going to go by what the NFL does?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.